views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. And it is my pleasure to share this information and provide you with an opportunity to call in, and I'll be happy to work on anything that you send me today. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I'm going solo with my good friend Brian, and also the dragons from Tales from the Vector. Actually, I have a lot of really cool information to share today, and so much is happening in my own life right now that I have so many things to share that I thought I would take this opportunity to shift a lot of people and also talk about what's going on. So a whole bunch of things going on. First and foremost, though, because we do have the dragons here, I like to pick a card, and the card that I picked for today's show is the card, it's the karmic space of attachment. That's the one that came up, and I went, ugh. In my deck of Tales from the Vector, which I started painting 11 years ago, I have now 44 of the 64 cards complete. At the time I started to paint this deck of cards, I had no idea of, you know, really why, but I just kept getting all this information pouring in through my, as I was meditating, intuitive thought come through. And I've been really working a lot with a lot of art therapists and recognizing how the colors we choose and the expression of the artwork itself, it has many healing elements. And so as I'm doing these paintings, the large dragon paintings, they can take anywhere from 3 months to 3 years, just depending on what's coming up. And so they're very large paintings. They're 3 feet by 4 feet, the dragons, and they are come with a wealth of knowledge, and they tell me, like, you know, what country they're from, what area of the world they're from, what their particular purpose is. And then when I went to ayahuasca ceremony in 2016, in Peru, when I returned from that, I had some very deep insights, and I ended up doing another 25 cards last year. And these cards were on the horizontal cards, what I call the horizontal cards. And so I think about the dragons in the deck as being the cards that are like the shamans, and then we have their medicine, which would be the horizontal. And so my deck is very easy to read. There's no question you know, what the message is in this deck of cards. It's not so an oracle as of yet, because there's still 20 cards that are missing, not missing, the information is there. I just haven't been able to bring them out in the third dimensional plane. What I have discovered as I've been on this journey for 11 years, that these dragons show up when they want to, how they want to, why they want to, where they want to, etc. And so I just go with the flow. And as the information comes to me, I paint them. And as I paint them, I shift a lot of energy. And it's been kind of a real fun thing for me. It's also been sometimes like, wow, really? I've been doing this for 11 years. And so the information is an integrated knowledge of everything that I've learned. And as you know, I've talked about, I wrote the book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. And that book is, my intention with that book was to have people be able to just open it to any page and read whatever paragraph they're drawn to, whatever sentence they're drawn to, and that it would actually automatically shift people. And I'm happy to say it's been out there for about 2 years now. And the feedback is coming in that people are really finding that it is doing that. Having said that, it's 530 pages long, and you know, many people are kind of like, well, it's a lot of information. And I decided to break this information down. It's a project that I've been working on for many years. And I have now started this new program, Call to Dance. And the reason I called it Call to Dance is because your call to dance is that which is calling you. And Oprah has a quote, and I'm just going to give what her opinion on what your call to dance is. There is no greater gift you can give or receive than to honor your calling. It's why you were born and how you become most truly alive. And I would agree with that fully. It's this is a calling that I've had, is to share actually very complicated information in some ways, that, you know, about the universe. I've studied, you know, with Nassim Haramein from the Resonance Project Foundation. At that time, it was called the Resonance Project Foundation, and became an emissary of that, and have studied psychosomatics and crystal energy, and studied with Dr. Cam Ewan and Herman Mueller, and so many brilliant mentors. And I started to recognize that I wanted to put this information together in a very strong, in my way. And that is my calling. And so that's what I've been busy doing. And so the card attachment, the reason I believe this card has popped up here in the last, in particular couple months, I've had a lot of clients, emails, people, you know, contacting on Facebook, etc., who are feeling kind of out of place right now, or there's a lot of people that actually are saying that they're feeling like they don't want to be here anymore, that it's too hard. And that's why I believe this card attachment has come up, because attachment is the master karma with all the others rolled into one, and everything changes and loss comes to all of us. But the more we hold on to the loss, the greater the pain of that loss. So letting go of attachment leaves you free to love and free to live. Clinging to the small ego and its dramas is an attachment to emotion. Deep-rooted emotional habits are the building blocks of karma. Confusing love and personal power with attachment leads to issues with possession, especially of significant others. Children and lovers are not possessions. They are loaned to us with love. When praise or blame have power over you, it means you're giving in to attachment. Are you attached to the tale you have been spinning? What thoughts are you catching in your web? Are you ready to spin a new web, even more beautiful than the last? This is what this card is about. The saying at the bottom is, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. So we want to be very careful not to fall into this karmic space of attachment where things have to go a certain way, people have to behave a certain way, we are supposed to do this, we are supposed to do that, what we should do, what we could have done, what we would have done. These are the things that hold us back and keep us in our old story that really has no benefit, to hold on to. And so we'll talk about that a little bit more. Brian and I are going to take a break for a few minutes here. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guests today, the dragons from Tales from the Vector. And when we return, we will be happy to shift energy for you. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on This Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and I am doing readings from my deck, Tales from the Vector, and you can find that deck at TAILS from thevector.com. And I'm happy to say that the paintings are now ready for sale. And we have that listed, the sizes that are available. I'm working with this brilliant business in Penticton. I love to do local. So Stuart Bish is a photographer in the area, and he supports a lot of the local artists and does beautiful work, only uses the highest quality canvas, etc. So he's doing all the reproductions for my Tales from the Vector paintings. And I'm happy to say I sold two paintings to New York yesterday. And that always is a good feeling. You know, these paintings are not just paintings. They are energy correcting paintings. And what that means is all paintings give a feeling to a room. These ones are highly, like, I've put a lot of energy. There's actual crystals in the originals. And I've put a lot of healing energy into these paintings, and have been doing this, as I said, for 11 years. And so these are, the way the energy correcting paintings work is, and the cards, because I also have the individual cards, which you can look up on Tales from the Vector also, and you can purchase them individually, or all 44, or the first, the ones that I brought out in 2016, and then, or 2015, and then 2016, if you had purchased them in that way. And so these cards are also part of my program, Call to Dance. I'm holding live events again now. The Call to Dance events are no more than 24 people, because I want to focus on the people that are there. And I'm happy to say I had the first layer one. I call it layers. There's seven layers to my program. The manual is actually, the official manuals are actually adult coloring books. And I had so much fun with that. This is something that I've been wanting to do for years and years and years. And putting this information in such a simplified form. And, you know, the value of these coloring books, a lot of people are really, adults are really enjoying coloring books right now. And the reason for that is, you know, art therapists will tell you this, being able to color or doodle as, you know, you're receiving information keeps your left brain happy. And so your left brain is the part of you that is very analytical and logical. And when we're doing energy work, what happens is, we are in a place of where we're coming from our heart, and we want to feel, and our mind will always come in and say, oh, no, you can't do that. But if you keep the mind happy by coloring, you're able to, or doodling, et cetera, you're able to facilitate that feeling on a much easier level. And so, you know, we certainly won't be the manual. I'm so happy. Oh my goodness. My heart is just so happy to have this book out now. It's 84 pages, 80 some pictures. It has information about how the universe really works. I have a bunch of people calling in now. So what I'm going to do is quit talking about this and take some calls, and then we'll, you know, come back to it when we have time. Brian, we have some callers here.
Why don't we take the first one, which is Rhonda from British Columbia. Rhonda, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm good. It's sunny and warm out.
It's sunny and warm and no smoke in the air.
I know. Thank you, smoke gods.
Yes. But, Rhonda, do you want to tell, you know, like, first and foremost, you know, we want to shift energy for the people that call in, but you are, you know, you're kind of a special person for me here. you know, we've met, and you were calling into the radio show and into this show, and had a lot of energetic shifting happen. Do you want to just tell us your experience?
Sure. I called in, I was in a pretty bad state. I was living in a place where it was high stress for me. I was very out of sort, And then I called in to the show because when I called in, it was like one of these, but I didn't know what I was calling in for. Anyway.
one ever does. They know why they're calling in.
And then, it didn't take me long to come up with that issue. And then it was like after that, it was finding my home is where... how did that go? The home is where the heart is what I want to say. So after that, I think I called in like 3 or 4 times more and my whole life shifted. It started out because I'm an artist and it was more of a hobby kind of thing and stuff like that. And now my art is exploded, selling out at the one store that I have. I had some stuff go to Japan. There's an online store that I might be trying to get onto in New Zealand. It's just I got my own home. Oh my gosh, there's so many things. It's crazy.
I just love it. Awesome. You know, I have to say this is really funny because last week on July, 2 weeks ago on July 12th, that was the anniversary, 14 years, that my dad had made his transition. And it was interesting because the energy, my dad connects with me once in a while, but he hadn't connected with me for a long time. And, you know, at that time, we were surrounded by fires everywhere. There was fire everywhere, smoke everywhere. 36,000 people displaced because of the forest fires. And my dad said to me, Colette, you know that Native woman, right, that you've been working with? She knows how to do a rain dance. So he said, you might want to give her a call and do a rain dance with her tonight. And, I was having Dr. Eric Pearl on the show, and I loved what he said, that, you choose love over fear. And so you and I did that. We sent a bunch of love out, and we did get a little bit of rain that day or that night, and the skies were clear the next day. And I want to thank you for all that good work you were doing.
And up in the north, they can feel the love. They literally, my cousin, where I was actually sending a lot of stuff because they were at the Anaheim Lake fire. They were they were right in the middle. They were surrounded by a fire.
It's so scary. What people don't recognize, there's triggers that, some major triggers that really come up. And when, this morning I got the attachment card and then I also got the shooting star. That's the base chakra. Base chakra energy is about survival. And it's about the smell of smoke triggers a lot of people. And so even if it's far away, people will go into a lot of their fear modes, like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose everything. And, all these people, there's many people that did lose everything. Mm-hmm. And so, but what they didn't lose is themselves, because there was not very many people injured and to my knowledge, nobody died in the, because of the fires. And that's a big thing you have them raging across the province like this. And, for myself in particular, I live in Kelowna here, and early this year I was under evacuation alert because of the flooding. And then the flooding was just sort of easing off. And before I even had a chance to blink, I was under evacuation alert because of a fire in a building just down the road from me. And, there are all the fires around. So it's been a very, survival base chakra energy. And so, Shooting Star, she's actually the first dragon from the chakras. And she's about survival and calming those fears. And so she wanted to make her presence known also today. So is there something that we can do for you here?
Actually, I was just calling in for my highest good. I'm curious.
Okay, so what I'm going to suggest is, because we have other callers here, I mean, I know you came out to the first call to dance seminar, and now you're making the bags for me for my dragon cards, yes. And they're very happy about that. Yes. Yes. These are beautiful works of art. And, you know, in the third dimensional world, sometimes it takes a little while to get everything done. I have this wonderful team, Pat and Jessica and all of these people that are working to get all this done. So pretty soon we will be featuring these bags on Tales from the Vector. And so we'll put that out there. And if you want to listen in for the rest of the show, I felt that way today, actually, that this is about highest calling for everybody right now. So many people, as I said, I know you said that there was someone that had committed suicide out at the reservation there. And so, you know, I was sending a lot of love out to there. So we'll be back, and we're going to take the next caller after this. And I want to thank you so much for calling in. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, also at Tales, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com, and also at energeticupgrade.com. And you can find me on Facebook, media, all the social media, Twitter, all of those things at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And before we take the next caller, I just wanted to share some more exciting news. Many of you who have been listening to the show have been happy to receive a lot of energetic shifting from Phil Free. And Phil and I have been working together for 10 years almost now, I guess. And he's a brilliant energy practitioner, as many of you, as I said, who have been listening know. And Phil has four daughters that are now a little bit more grown up and has more time to really dedicate to this. And so he will be hosting the first Wednesday of every week for the coming weeks here, the first Wednesday of every month with his brother, Mikhail Deliage, and they are will be sharing this wonderful information. They've been working together. Phil and I have been working together on it energetically, and they've been pulling this together and doing some brilliant work about how to identify personality types through the Ennead and how to share that with people. That it's very powerful information, because when we have an understanding of what others want from us and we have an understanding of our own strengths and weaknesses, then we can apply that information to the way that we work with others, the way we speak to others. We can have very purposeful communication. And so I really am so happy to, I wanted to give him a chance to have the floor to be able to speak about this and to really do this work that he wants to bring out. And so I also am going to be on a radio show, another transformation talk radio host, Vicky Todd, on August 15th. And I'll share a little bit more about that in the upcoming show. But I'm really excited about that, because her and I are going to, she's going to be hosting. She's going to be painting a painting. We're going to be on Facebook Live, on video, on the radio, while I correct energy. Now, if you want to talk about multitasking, there we go. So, Brian, we have callers that have been patiently waiting. Can you take the next caller for me, please?
I surely can. It's Jeannie from Canada. Jeannie, welcome to our show.
Hi, Jeannie. Are you there?
Hang on.
Oops. I'll radio.
let me put that call on. Why don't we take Barbara from Sherwood Park? Barbara, welcome to the program.
Okay. Barbara, are you there? Oops, Brian, we don't seem to have Barbara.
Let's do it again. Let's go to Paris, France for the next caller. It's Marie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Colette. Not so long since last.
All the way from Paris, France. You managed to get on. So, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Now that I have relationship stuff sorted, thanks to you mostly, I'm turning my eye to my career and wanting to advance in doing intuitive work. But I'm kind of stalling on it or held back, and I'm wanting for a word of insight from you if possible.
Okay. All right. So, you know, the relationship thing, I want to say thank you for giving me credit for empowering you. You've had several private sessions regarding that. And I also want to say that, I'm available for private consultations right now. I love doing them. I love connecting with people one-on-one. I don't always have time, but through the summer here, I will be around. So if you do want a personal consultation with me, just go to my website and you at thetruthisfunny.com, and you can easily book it there, pay through PayPal, etc. The relationship relationship thing is very interesting, because a lot of people feel that when they're looking for that special relationship with that significant other, that that relationship is about the other person. But that relationship is actually about us, ourselves. And what's coming up for you, and I'm just picking a card for you right now, and it's the Mr. Sexuality, the red dragon from Russia. This card is a lot of women's favorite. It's this is about fitness, actually, though. It's about being okay, having the fitness to be able to perform at a very high level. And so we're going to strengthen this for you, because some of you have also been on my teleshifting calls, which I have once a month. The next one, I think, is September 22nd. And I call that Float Your Boat. And I talk about these 12 aspects of our personality, which can be reflected in the horoscope. And so we tackle one every month. And some people are on, you know, randomly, you can purchase them individually, or you can come on for the entire year at a discount and become kind of a member of that for the year, boosting everybody together. I love doing the teleshifting calls, because the people that gather on a call together, the people on the radio right now that are gathering together, we are all having an intention to rise ourselves up to our highest calling, as Rhonda said before. So when I was shifting you energetically to step into this role of improving your relationship with yourself so that you could improve your relationship with significant others, that automatically right, is going to improve your relationships with your career and your fitness to be able to do that. And so when I tap okay, into this feeling of your intuition and your fear of not being able to follow that, what is the emotion that comes to you?
Embarrassment.
Okay, so this is really interesting, because people will say to me, you know, if you are going to be in this place where you're shifting energy, people will say to you, well, Colette, how come your life isn't perfect? Well, it's perfectly imperfect. And there is no magic pill any of us can take that's going to automatically give us the ability to have a perfect life where nothing gets thrown at you and everything goes your way and, you know, everybody's, you know, kissing your butt through your life. And when we do energetic work, quite often, if we are feeling embarrassment, it's actually the embarrassment we have for others. And I talk about this because people who are tuned in, as Pat would say, Dr. Pat, tuned in, turned on. What happens is we pick up our sensitivity is great, and we pick up a lot of information from those around us, and a lot of the information actually is imprinted on us when we're up to the age of 7. And so when we're a child, our subconscious mind is being formed. And that is the mind that pops in and tells us 95% of the time or more, we are operating on thoughts that belong to other people who were raising us in the educational system, et cetera, cultural limiting beliefs. Embarrassment of not having the answers is what's coming up for you as a child. Many times we inadvertently have a tendency to embarrass our children without wanting to. And so we're just going to strengthen this for everybody out there, to just delete automatically these embarrassments. And what's coming up for me, we can always test, we can ask ourselves energetically, is this coming from me or outside of me? And I feel that for you, to ask that question every time you feel embarrassment, that you will start right, to recognize that these external dynamics coming in at you are really what is, these thoughts don't belong to you. And so your intuition is very strong. I remember meeting you, I don't know, it was 5 or 6 years ago in Vancouver, and you wanted to move to Paris, France. And where are you now?
Yeah, it was even almost 10 years, or yeah, it was quite a few years
ago. Was it even longer?
Yeah,
I have, I know it was a while back. And so, you know, when you think about that,
I can't remember,
your ability
but it's true.
Yeah, so you made a choice that you wanted to have a career in Paris, France, and you have accomplished that. That's profound, don't you think?
When you say it, yes, but it's not something I think about.
Well, I'm going to strengthen you to start recognizing your accomplishments. And you didn't get to Paris, France, like so many people dream of. Like, you're living a dream that a lot of people lay in bed and they wake up at night in the middle of the night and they're thinking, oh man, I wish I could live in Paris, France, or even just visit France. And here you are living your dream, and it's not exactly 100% going the way you thought, right?
True, yeah.
Yeah. Having said that, you are there. And so we want to strengthen you and everybody else to this. That's why that attachment card came up this morning. We don't need to be attached to the way it happens or who it happens with, but recognizing our accomplishments quite often will beat ourselves up rather than recognizing how beautiful we really are. And so that's my, that's what the dragons are saying to you today. you know, you're beautiful inside and out. Your intuition is strong. Make sure that you add your perception to it. That's another card coming up here, and it's spelled P-U-R-R, your ability to tune into being happy. Happiness is a choice. We have another caller that got kind of bumped, and we have to go for a break. So I'm going to let you go, Aunt Marie, so I can take this, in the last segment, take this caller that we bumped. And I just want to say how amazing you really are, and strengthening you to see your beauty inside and out, and your perception, your ability to look at life and recognize how beautiful you really are. How's that?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, lots of love to you. We have to go for a break now. Sorry, Brian, I know I went over. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We're doing readings from Tales from the Vector, and we will be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We have been waiting for Jeannie to come on the air here. We're going to take your call in a second, Jeannie. Just before we do, I wanted to say that it's been a big week for me with Vicky's. I was mentioning before Vicky Todd, who is, I'm going to be doing that Facebook live radio video painting energy correcting interview with, which I will share more information about later. But I also was contacted by another Vicky, and that is from DOT, Dot, Drop of Thought. And I love this. I said, yes, I'll be happy to participate in this. I'll be sharing some information regarding that. My drop of thought is information equals energy. And so I've been asked to participate in this program, and really looking forward to that. Also, I wanted to mention the Nectar Trail for Bees, because I forgot to mention it in the last while. www.borderfreebees.com. In Kelowna here, I'm part of the Nectar Trail that we are creating for bees, so that they can travel with ease. And so the neighborhood has become, we have signs up for bee ambassadors. And this is a project that we are encouraging people all around Canada, United States, around the world, to create these nectar trails for our not just the bees, but also all of our beautiful bees, hummingbirds, etc. So I just wanted to mention that. And now, Brian, let's take Jeannie.
All right, let's bring Jeannie on from Canada. Jeannie, are you with us now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
You're on the air. How are you, Jeannie?
Good, Colette. How are you?
Good. Jeannie is one of the people that came to my very first call to dance seminar here back in March. And, we'll let you, like, how are you doing? What's going on? What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm doing well, quite well, actually, except I would like to know why I have a reoccurring abscess in my tooth. I had a root canal done.
Which tooth?
And it's on my left. Oh, sorry. It's on my left side. And wisdom tooth is gone. One molar, and it would be the next molar.
Okay, that's your
first molar.
Arteries, heart, meridian. So we're just going to, this is about heart issues. And I'm not talking physical here.
Right.
Are you having some heart issues? Like, it's coming up emotional?
Oh, I'm probably torn, on where I want to be, what I want to do.
Okay, so is this on the upper jaw or the lower jaw?
On the lower jaw.
Okay, so the lower jaw, that you know, this is very intimately connected to your pelvic floor. This is survival issues again. I love my dragons. They're never wrong. Shooting star, I told you, she's the survival chakra card, the base chakra, the red one, the one where we, you know, we can get really caught up in, oh my God, like I've got to, you know, follow, like it's about being torn for you right now, between following your heart and managing to maintain in the third dimensional plane that which you have been working on. That's what's coming up. And that may sound funny that that would show up in a tooth, but it's really not that funny. Well, because it's painful, right?
Well, it's the third time that, and they want to pull it, and I don't think that it needs to be pulled, especially after I just spent $2,500 on a cap and a root canal.
Okay. So we're going to strengthen you to the experiences that you've had with the dentist, with all authority figures, with... This and the thing is about, of course, when we have an abscess on the tooth, etc. And the thing is about dentistry is that it's expensive. And so people quite often, if there's money fears there, it's coming up for you on several levels. So we're just going to strengthen you to everything that's going on. It's coming up overwhelm. We're going to break this down for you. You want to remember to go to your heart and to really start really asking yourself here, what is it that you really, really want in your life? What is your calling? What are you being called to do? And, you know, we want to strengthen, like when we have inflammation, that generally is some anger attached to it. And then once there's inflammation, it leads to... if the inflammation isn't resolved, it leads to infection. And so we want to strengthen that, you know, you can break down this infection, break down are you on antibiotics?
I was, I'm not anymore.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen you to, because it's coming up, the antibiotics, strengthen you to taking antibiotics, all the information about antibiotics, things working in your life and not working in your life. Are you thinking about retiring?
Yes, I am, actually.
Yeah, it's coming up that you're retiring. You know, like you might want to think about, you've heard this show quite a bit, and you know I've talked about Leroy Maloof, and he's been on here.
Yeah.
Well, Leroy is, you know, 85 years old and he's on his 13th career. He's been a pilot. He's been a bazillion things. He's trained at MIT. He's an engineer. He's brilliant. And now he's, you know, doing a lot of energy work and created energetic well-being process, etc. So I'm going to strengthen you to his energy because the word retirement is weakening you. This is all on an energetic level. So you want to make sure that you're looking after the physical aspects of this tooth. And we're going to strengthen that for you also. And we'll, you know, email me and let me know what's going on. And I want to thank you for calling in. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. And so we're going to strengthen for everybody out there. I want to thank you for calling in, Jeannie. And I, you know, I'd love to see you back at Layer 2 Call to Dance. I'm working on the manual now. So
I'll be there with bells on.
Yeah. We all had such a good time. And of course, you know, we have the free demo on September 22nd and then again on September 29th. And we go out dancing after because what would an event called Call to Dance be without going out dancing? So that's, I guess, the thought I'm going to leave with everybody is, you know, dance your dance, live your life, you know, enjoy life. Life is a gift. And I want to thank Brian for being there on this call with me and all the people that called in. And we will be back next week with Phil Free and his brother talking about the Ennead. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.